This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. There's lots going on. An update on toxic masculinity. Yeah, you won't want to miss that. Nah, that's for sure. And we've already talked a little bit about the Oscars. Well, I didn't watch it, but we've talked about what leading into the Oscars was a sign. I want to give you a lot more signs. I also want to talk to you about some of the craziness that's going on right now in the news, and we'll talk about judge appointments. SCOTUS is hearing the Janus case. That's the union stuff. That was a big discussion when I was in Oregon. I was speaking at the Dorchester event. One of the sponsors was my radio station up in Oregon, KYKN. And was glad to see Gator and Denise there and get to do a little spot on their show. So lots going on that case, because it could really crush the unions and probably will. I mean, if the Supreme Court rules correctly on Janus, and I'm no Supreme Court judge, but I think I'm pretty bright. And to force somebody to pay union dues when they don't want to be part of a union, I think is ridiculous. It's like forcing us to pay for Obamacare. That's ridiculous, too, and it's unconstitutional. So if I'm not part of your union, just because you form one at a company, if I vote not to be in it, I shouldn't have to pay a nickel to you. Oh, but Kevin, you benefit. Well, so what? I benefit from the job. I benefit because the company gave me a job, and they give me a desk, and they give me a phone, and they expect me to do my job. And if the company says, you know what, Kevin, we're going to pave the parking lot, well, congratulations to me. My car won't be muddy or dirty if I go out there dusty. But that doesn't mean I got to pay for it. My job is just my payment, so to speak. Anything that comes from it is a benefit. If the company decides we're going to put in, health care for everybody, it's available to everybody, and some people participate in it and other people don't because they don't have kids, it's still there for me. I don't get charged for it. I mean, this is a common sense argument. I can't wait to see the outcome of this. Hey, we had Angela Merkel of Germany. She finally admitted that there were no-go zones in her country. Finally, she didn't want to admit it. She'd been bringing in all these Muslims who were out there committing, rape culture, and bringing this rape culture and committing all kinds of sexual assaults on German women. And she finally says, well, we cannot have any no-go zones. We got that clip? Let's just play that clip.
Chancellor Angela has acknowledged the problem of so-called no-go zones in the country for the first time during her tenure in office. RT's Peter Oliver picks up the story.
We've seen an unexpected change of tack from Angela Merkel when it comes to talk of no-go areas in Germany.
There should not be any no-go zones. There can be no places where nobody dares to go. But these zones exist, and they should be named, and something must be done about it.
Merkel hadn't previously used the incendiary phrase no-go area to describe parts of the country with a high crime rate. But that rate has been going up. The government's own figures released earlier this year point to a 10% rise in violent crime between 2015 and 2016, 90% of which is attributed to young male refugees. There was criticism last year of the way the German media covered the refugee crisis. A highly respected group of researchers said that editors acted as public educators and that the whole refugee crisis and the arrival of hundreds of thousands of people was covered in too favorable a light.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. Get my book at racepimping.com. What are we talking about here in Germany? Angela Merkel admitting no-go zones exist. Germany admitting. We've been covering this whole refugee thing with kid gloves, pretending that, that these are good folks coming over for whatever reason. And it is it's wrecking our economy. It's wrecking our way of life. It's wrecking Germany. Finally admitting it. Let me tell you what's going on, people. For those of you who don't understand what's happening, Donald Trump is exporting American values. American values that say, admit what it is. Admit what something is. Don't ignore a problem. Say what the problem is. I'm going to tell you something else. Donald Trump is beating the Democrats on every... I'm talking about not just in the United States. Worldwide. Democrats, leftists, progressives, call them whatever you want. This socialist ideal, socialist ideology is being defeated across the world without firing a shot. Donald Trump, all he's doing is saying, I'm going to show you what works. You don't have to believe me, but if you want to keep doing what you're doing, it's going to backfire. So Angela Merkel, one of the biggest proponent of refugees, bringing them in droves, ignoring the problems of them, finally has to admit, we got a problem. Let me tell you something. Trudeau in Canada, he's considered a joke. This is a guy who, I mean, people were looking at this guy's like, he's amazing. He's Trudeau. He's ridiculed. When's the last time you heard anything about Emmanuel Macron of France? Another pretty boy who was supposed to be the poster child of all things left. And you know what he's doing? He's having to come to the realization that he's wrong. We are exporting excellence again. At least the idea of it. We're exporting the idea that you are not racist, you are not xenophobic, you are not Islamophobic by questioning what's going on with the culture, what comes in with the culture of Muslims and their wretched religion known as Islam and what it's doing to your country and how it's impacting you. Finally, people are willing to stand up and question. It's happening all over the world. Our news doesn't want to report to you that all around the country there are places where they're banning. There are places in Italy, towns, where they're banning Islam. They're saying you can't practice it here. There are places where they're saying you can't bring Muslims into our culture, period. We will not accept them. They're not going to tell you that. But it's happening all over. Google it. Folks, look, I can only give you so much news. You can only get so much. You can only absorb it. Look, we try to figure out what we want to tell you in these times. It's too much. Google this information for yourselves. You'll find out all over the world, they're rejecting progressivism. They're rejecting socialism. They want to be like the United States. Trust me when I tell you, they look at the United States and go, I want to be like that. I wish I could get there. Why do you think they want to do it? Because we mimic everybody else? If they wanted that, they'd go to Europe. You know what people want to do in Europe? They want to visit. That's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kids be kids. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. Let kids be kids. You know, there's a thing. When I was growing up, people would say, hey, so-and-so wants to grow up so fast. And we all do, I think, to some degree. You want to grow up quick. You don't get certain things. You can't drive till you're 16. You can't, vote till you're 18. You can't drink till you're 21 or smoke or whatever. So there's always this thing of getting to adulthood, and we stretch it out. There are people in the old days, four, five, six decades ago, that would get married. They'd be married and working on their first kid by the time they're 18 years old. And even going back further than that, when the life expectancy was 31, 32 years old, people got married at 13. I'm not advocating for that. I personally believe, that if you, this age of, that you're going to be potentially living is 80 years old, yeah, you can stretch out your youth a little bit. I don't think it's 26 years old. I think what you should do is, by the time you're 16 to 18 years old, you should start, getting out of the nest, planning for it, being ready to go. By the time you're 22, you're a full-fledged adult. I mean, unless you got a mental impairment or something like that, you're a full-fledged adult. You should be completely out of the house, not wanting to go back, not willing to go back. Parents don't want you back, and so on and so forth. Let kids be kids, though. Let them get through that time frame where they learn about life the right way. See, leftists don't want that. The question you should be asking yourself is, why won't the left allow that? Why are they trying to indoctrinate kids younger and younger to a leftist ideology, which leaves them in a childlike mentality until they're 30, 35? You ever met these people? I've seen them. I've seen them in video, and sometimes I've seen them in real life. And you know what's funny about the millennial generation? They admit, I was with one the other day. He's 24 years old. He's plays minor league baseball. And he said to me the other day, as clear as day, he goes, yeah. He goes, I'll be honest with you, man. He goes, my generation, they're lazy. I see them. He goes, because he played baseball, he goes, you know, he goes, they're Dominicans and Puerto Rican kids, man, they work their butts off. They are so, you know, they don't understand us at all. They look at, this is a white kid, he goes, they look at us, we've got pitching coaches, batting coaches, fielding coaches, all his parents spending thousands of dollars over a career, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a long shot. And he goes, I don't get it. He goes, I'll be honest, I'm not gifted as an athlete, but he goes, I work my butt off. He goes, because I look at people who are in my, you know, working in my baseball, and he goes, there are people out there, I'm like, look at the physique on this guy. This guy's an athlete. He goes, and they don't want to go to practice. They don't want to do, and he goes, they just have natural gifts. But he goes, I know if I keep working hard, I'll get past them. He goes, but that mentality is, Kevin, he goes, it's so rare. It's so rare. And he wasn't trying to pat himself on the back. He really wasn't. He was just saying, that's just the way it is. And he goes, and be honest with you, I may not make it. No matter how hard I try, he goes, I don't have any, he's right. He's not gifted with speed. To look at him, you wouldn't even think he's that good of a baseball player, but he is. But he goes, I'm not gifted with speed. I'm not overly strong. I'm not, you know, he goes, I just hustle. I do all the things good that I'm supposed to do, but I do nothing great. He sees it. Anyway, what we've got is people being indoctrinated to be lazy, to be kids as long as they can. See, a kid doesn't want to do chores. A kid is like, oh. It's when you grow up to understand why your parents go clean your room. And then you've got chores to help the family. It's because they can't do it all. It used to be that way. Back in the old early days, farmers had 8 kids. Why? They needed 8 hands. Now, I'm not talking about people, you know, that's 16 hands physically. I'm saying they needed 8 helpers around the farm. They needed somebody to tend to the chickens, somebody that would tend to the goats, somebody that would tend to the sheep and the, you know, maybe they put the goats and sheep together, but tend to the cows, milk the cows, get the hay, keep the horses going, blah, blah, blah. They needed all those little chickens running around. That's why they did it. So kids grew up quick. By the time you could walk, you had chores. But think about the work ethic that was instilled in you. By the time you were 10 years old, man, you had out, a 10-year-old back in those decades would have outworked the average 30-year-old in today's time before noon. They would have been up at 4, worked an 8-hour day, and still weren't over. You know, have time for breakfast and a little bit of prayer, and then go back out and go do it again. Sun up to sun down. That's how it was done. Not anymore. If the actions, folks, of Nicholas Cruz and others like him teach us anything, is that education is a ticking time bomb. And it's that way because of exactly what I just described earlier. Kids have no value for anything, no value of work ethic, no value of self. They don't understand what they're supposed to do in life. They haven't been put through anything. There have been few trials and tribulations. And it's mostly because of leftism. Somebody teasing them because they got big feet or they're redheaded or got freckles or buck teeth or whatever else. Each school shooting, each school showcases the world built by leftists, folks, and the time bombs that tick within them. Democrats, progressives, whatever you want to call them, they claim to have created this utopian society where kids don't see color. They don't see religion and so on. It's a big lie. It's a lie. It's something they want you to believe because they need you to believe it. They need you to believe that Democrat progressive ideas work. They work so well. Look at what we're doing, folks. One study says we have the least prejudiced generation, the least racist generation in the history of man in America. And in the very next sentence, they tell you just how bad it is. Well, which is it? Are they the least racist? Are they the most tolerant? Tolerant of everything. There's hardly even a mention of interracial marriage. I'm serious. When I was growing up, interracial marriage was like, you'd see him and people would, it was a big deal. Like, well, I don't know, they've got to deal with the idea of they've got those interracial kids. Yeah, holy Halle Berry, folks. That's what comes out. We finally figured out, you know what? Shut up about that. They gonna produce some pretty peoples up in here. So people are finally waking up and going, you know what? Maybe this isn't so bad. But let me tell you, leftism is not all it's cracked up to be. It's brewing up these victims and people that are always, they've got angst and they don't even know why. Here's what I think. These people haven't gone through anything, so everything is something. What set this kid, Nicholas Cruz, off? I mean, he could have been just crazy. But trust me, folks, these time bombs are ticking all throughout academia, at every level. And the only thing that's going to make these schools safe are teachers being armed and them stopping with this progressive agenda that tells everybody that this kids like Nicholas Cruz are the enemy. Guys are not the enemy. White guys are not the enemy. Men are not the enemy. Whites are not the enemy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who states their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks121.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks121.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks121.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So Ann Coulter tweeted this, New York Times. Microsoft's co-founder, Paul Allen, to give $125 million to teach machines common sense. And her comment was, he can't afford the technology to teach liberals common sense. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, hey, how about this one? This is an interesting thing that I saw on Twitter. College kids pledge to remove their testicles if Trump builds a wall. And I thought to myself, wow, what are these college women going to do without those when they decide they want to marry each other? Because the boys don't have them. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness. Robert Kiyosaki said of blame, when people are lame, they love to blame. Kind of out of the Jesse Jackson school of poetry, but still very true. When people are lame, they love to blame. And that's what we're finding out. And I know people on the left want to apply this to us. They say, oh, you guys blame, you know, the Democrats for this. You blame Barack Obama for this. There are times when blame is correct. But let me tell you, we live in a time where it's been flipped. They blame us for all the wrong reasons. They blame guns when a kid goes and shoots up a school. They blame, do I really need to go item by item? They blame us for an economy that was built on high taxes, tax and spend. And then when Donald Trump comes in and cuts it, they want to blame him. And they say, the way that they blame him is by saying, oh, the money you got back is crumbs. They don't look at accountability. They take no blame. It's tough to talk about the left because sometimes, you know, it's so illogical that you can't really put it into words. It's tough to boil it down. But I know we've got a lot of examples, so maybe that helps out. What do we want to talk about? I'll give you a good example. I just thought of one that works. So Chuck Schumer doesn't want Quattlebaum to be the judge, to be a judge in South Carolina, a federal judge, because he's white. Now the left will tell you that they want to eradicate racism. They want to stop, you know, this, that people should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. They want to give you the doctrines of Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King. But the minute they do it, then they come right out of themselves and go, well, we can't let, you know, Quattlebaum be a federal judge because he's white. We have a clip, don't we?
The nomination of Marvin Quattlebaum speaks to the overall lack of diversity in President Trump's selections for the federal judiciary. Mr. Quattlebaum replaces not one, but two scuttled Obama nominees who were African American. As of February 14th, 83% of the President Trump's confirmed nominees were male, 92% were white. That represents the lowest share of non-white candidates in three decades. It's long past time that the judiciary starts looking a lot more like the America it represents. Having a diversity of views and experience on the federal bench is necessary for the equal administration of justice. After years of improvement, the Trump administration, like in so many other areas, is taking a giant step backward, this time when it comes to diversity of their nominations. I'll be voting no on the Quattlebaum nomination.
That's right, Quattlebaum. Look, I don't know what his background is. He sounds Jewish. It's Quattlebaum, Baum. So you got a Jew saying, I don't want another Jew. You know, again, is that a battle that we need to look at? All I care about from Quattlebaum is he qualified? Now, don't misunderstand me. You do need to understand the plight of other people. But can you not get that from just looking at, you know, understanding human nature and being among the public? What do we know? Has this guy walked in the shoes of whom? Or, you know, young black men? And you get what I'm saying to me? I'm not saying he's got to grow up in the hood, but he can certainly understand things. Here's Chuck Schumer. He apparently understands the situation. He's fighting for the rights of all these other people. So I'll put it to you another way. In order for you to understand the plight of a woman, maybe she's been beaten by her husband. Maybe she killed her husband because he was beating her. Do you have to be a woman in order to understand that? Or can you have understood it through your wealth of experiences? The left, man, they pretend the only way you can legislate people and understand them is you got to be black. You got to be black in a black neighborhood, grown up black, or brown. That's the only way you can understand. You have to have been a woman in order to understand women's issues. You don't have to have had a mother or raised daughters or been married to a woman or have sisters. No, you can't understand unless you've been a woman. I mean, what's this thing they get every month? They call it like a cycles. Can somebody explain that to me? Yeah, because how would I know? I'm not a woman. Yeah, there's no possibility of me knowing anything about that. Or you, if you're a guy who's suffering from toxic masculinity. What a racist thing to say. That because you're a woman, a white guy, you can't be a judge. You're a woman, you can't understand men's things. A man, you can understand women's things. A legal citizen, you can't understand the plight of immigrants, legal or otherwise, etc. What a dangerous precedent. And it's a precedent we've lived by in America for a long time. People have guilted us into believing that diversity and multiculturalism is a good. Multiculturalism is the scourge of society because it makes people believe that it's based on race or, you know, some sort of ethnicity, or it's based on religion and all these different things. No, there's one culture in America, there's one culture that should be pervasive of Germany or France or whatever, and everybody who comes over there embraces that culture, and that could be a mosaic of different people. We've gone so far in the other direction, and part of it is because we don't ever look at the root causes of things. I talked about, you know, gun control earlier and how people, you know, won't even look at the problem of gun control. They look at, I'm talking about the actual problem. They look at the gun and they act like that's the deal. That's not the case. Here's a clip from a guy talking about this. Sean Duffy talked about the culture is what we should be looking at.
Okay, a lot of people want to take away gun rights, or they want to diminish gun. I get that. That's an old debate. But we had the FBI and local authorities and the school itself refusing to act on the obvious for a lot of different reasons. And maybe it was malfeasance, and maybe it was a mistake, maybe it was an oversight. But those three factors alone combined together to allow this kid to go out and get these weapons. It wasn't the NRA who missed the red flags. And the FBI were told the kid's going to shoot up a school, and they don't stop him, and then suddenly it's the NRA's problem? You got to be kidding me. That's a lame argument. Congressman Duffy.
Well, let's We've had guns in our society since our founding, and kids weren't picking up guns and shooting other kids in school. What's happened in the last 20, 30, 40 years that's caused this phenomenon to take place? If you want to address this problem, you have to look at what's happening in culture. Fatherless homes, violence that comes from Hollywood in regard to movies and video games. We have a slew of issues that have taken place that have undermined our families and our values. There's no faith and morality in our community, in our schools, in our families any longer. You could look at a whole subset of issues that are addressing the anger that kids have right now that calls them to pick up guns. I talked last night on Tucker about cell phones,
Sean,
and a detachment that we have from culture and society.
If
you want to talk about those issues, and if you just go right to the this is a political issue that you've been driven for 20 years that'll come up with each new shooting. The bottom line is we have a crisis in America, and it's not guns. It's our culture and the way we're raising our kids.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. You want to call the show. So Sean Duffy's telling you exactly what the problem is. It's a cultural issue. Nothing to do with guns. Guns have been around forever. But I go back to what does Chuck Schumer want to blame the problems of America on when we were playing the Quattlebaum clip that he aired earlier? Lack of diversity of Trump's administration, 83% male, 92% white. Yeah, the very same makeup from decades ago that had the safest country in the world and people who wanted to come to the country. Now, look, I'm not advocating for whiteness and advocating for maleness. I don't really care. Tell people all the time. I told you guys I was at an event in Oregon, and people are asking me, Kevin, you know, we need more black people. I'm like, what for? What for? It is. Look, I love black folks. If they're here, great. If they're not, believe me, I said, I go places where there are no white people. Well, I just, you know, we need diversity. Really? Well, let me ask you this. Do you think they're fighting for more white people in Zambia? Do you think anybody's advocating for more white people in Somalia, in Ghana, or anywhere else around the globe? No. The only place we talk about issues and look at how many people of whatever nationality or gender or whatever is in countries like this. We don't talk about that. Nobody's talking about this in the Middle East.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here today. I'm covering blame. Mozart, Amadeus, he said this: I pay no attention whatever to anybody's praise or blame. I simply follow my own feelings. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And it is so true. You know, this is an even probably a better way to think about blame versus praise. But Pearl Buck said this: praise out of season or tactlessly bestowed can freeze the heart as much as blame. And what Pearl was saying is that if you make people feel good about praise for no reason, which is what Obama did. It'll freeze the heart as much as blame will. It'll give you a sense of, I don't know, superiority. When you, what people shouldn't be, I tell people all the time when my kids were young, and dad, what, look. And you look, and a 7-year-old's tying his shoe, and you're like, shut up, kid, get out of here. That isn't going to impress me anymore. If you were 2 years old tying your shoe, I would have been impressed. I'm not going to be impressed. Dad, look, I'm putting my pants on. Well, good for you, you're freaking 14. What do you want me looking at you for? That's crazy. Well, we've gone away from this idea of what to praise, and we praise idiots like Barack Obama. Then we say, well, blame, you know, you can't, when Donald Trump blames somebody because they don't do their, oh, look at him, he doesn't want to take the blame. Let me tell you who didn't take the blame was Barack Obama. Let me tell you who doesn't have any blame to take, at least at this point, is Trump. But yet again, it's all twisted. Now, the good news is there are signs, folks. I've been telling you guys about the signs. I talked earlier about Jennifer Lawrence saying Hillary Clinton made a huge mistake talking smack about Trump supporters, calling them the wrong thing. Hollywood's making a huge mistake denigrating conservatives all the time. She said that. But what do we have? We have somebody, they said it's a stop blaming white people month, March. Somebody put a sign up in New Jersey that says stop blaming white people. They called it racist. Chuck Schumer doesn't want to appoint a federal judge to Quattlebaum. Why? Excuse me. He doesn't want to appoint him because he says he's white. And Donald Trump appoints too many white people. Well, maybe if more black people signed up and said, hey, Donald, here I am, or he got recommendations, or maybe Donald Trump's just picking the best person for the job. But Chuck Schumer won't appoint a white guy because he's white. Won't vote for him because he's white. But he says that's not racist. Nope, not racist. Signs, folks. Signs. I talked earlier. 11 people have left Donald Trump's administration. It would be 30 if he didn't have to deal with government bureaucracy. It could be as many as 300. I don't know how many people have resigned from the government, but I bet it's hundreds. How many of them have been let go by members of Donald Trump's staff? Hundreds, maybe thousands. And you know what? It's all good news. It's good news because we finally have somebody who says, I'm going to hold you accountable. The blame is going to be on you bureaucrats who have let down the American taxpaying citizens for decades. Enough is enough. What do we talk about? Signs from the Oscars? Jimmy Kimmel being told, don't you talk about a bunch of political stuff, man. You're killing us. You're killing our industry. How many signs do you need that when you talk about conservatives and we finally get so pissed we can't stand you anymore, then you know what happens? We start voting with our pocketbooks. So Hollywood's feeling it. You don't think Jennifer Lawrence made her declaration because she suddenly saw the light. She saw the financial light. You know what Jennifer Lawrence's accountants and people who, what they call handlers, said to her? You need to keep your mouth shut, young lady. You were making millions of dollars a film, and now you can't, you're not a box office draw anymore. You better mind your business. So she goes on to say, well, you know, I think entertainers and people in Hollywood need to stop alienating the audience because, you know, 25% of my audience is liberal and blah, blah, blah. But that's a big part of my audience. It isn't, you know, for me, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. Yeah, I get it. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Yogi Berra said this. He says, I never blame myself when I'm not hitting. I just blame the bat. And if it keeps up, I change bats. After all, it's not my fault I'm not hitting. How can I get mad at myself? That's kind of my rule. You know, look, people say, Kevin, you know, you were wrong about so-and-so, some article or whatever. I go, no, the article could have been fake. That's my bat. I don't care about that. What I said was right. If I give you an opinion on any subject, it's my opinion and it's right. Now, the subject could have been wrong. And people are asking me now, Kevin, what do you think about Trump, you know, saying that Xi should be the ruler for life in China? I don't care what China does. I don't care what Trump says about China. Donald Trump knows, and by the way, I think he would be joking if he said it, but because I don't know the context. But Donald Trump knows there is no leader for life in America. But what you can be is you can become iconic. That's what Reagan was. He was a, he's an icon. I've said to many people that remember what I talk about when I talk about Reagan changing, you know, not changing my life, but making me understand what I represented. When he lost and Jimmy Carter went on to win the presidency, Reagan lost the primary and he conceded. And then Jimmy Carter went on to win. And I will never forget that loss because I remember saying that guy, that's not the concession speech of a loser. That's a concession speech of a guy who says, I haven't won yet. And he went on to win and he went on to become an icon. And Donald Trump is saying, I don't have to be president forever. I'll become an icon. Maybe that's what he was saying. I don't know. I didn't see it. But here's what I can tell you. My opinion about it is 100% correct. 100%. Signs, man. That's what we've got. Signs. We get signs from the blame game. Let me tell you who to blame. California has the worst quality of life. That's not Kevin Jackson saying it. That was what was reported. Award season is in full swing in California, and the Golden State just took home a booby prize of its own, writes Fox News. California ranks dead last among U.S. states in quality of life, according to a study by the U.S. News, ranking behind New Jersey and Indiana. California, worst quality of life. What has Governor Moonbeam Brown done? He has said California is a utopia. Come here where you can give people AIDS and we won't prosecute you. Come here to our sanctuary state and we will shoot you. If you're a citizen, we will allow illegals to shoot you and get out of jail, even if they've been deported. Come to our state. We will tax you into oblivion. No worries. Come on. Bring it on. Come to our state. We will let dope, you know, dope flows freely. In fact, heroin has now become a misdemeanor. I heard this. Somebody told me this the other day. Heroin, paraphernalia, etc. is a misdemeanor. So what you doing heroin? No harm, no foul. I don't even need to know your pusher or whatever. Just do your thing. And a host of other crazy things. While I was in Oregon, they talked about a huge fire up there, if you guys recall. And it's because of all the leftism that won't let them scale back the trees, cut the trees, do control burns, things like this. And it's now become a huge issue for Oregon. And not only that, it impacts their lumber industry, their Oregon industry. Quality of life in California, lowest of all. After everything they've done, the multiculturalism they've allowed to come in, all the beautiful things of California, the utopian society that Governor Brown has built, and they say it's the lowest quality of life. People who make $135,000 a year living below the poverty line. Did you guys see this? In Sunnyvale, California, a house that was like 1,200 square feet, not even that much, 800 square feet. It was very small. Sold for $2.4 million. You got to see this house. Go look it up. Most expensive piece of property, I think they said in America, $2,300 a square foot. Higher than in New York, Manhattan, in the best buildings. $2,300 a square foot. You see this house, it'll blow your mind. It is, let me put it to you this way. In Texas, that house is $60,000 to $70,000. Practically anywhere. It would be a teardown. That's certainly what it is in California. But the land value has become so precious in Silicon Valley that that house is worth that much money. Do you really believe that's the case? Do you really believe a 1,000 square foot house should sell for $2.4 million? And I mean, it isn't even a tract home. It's a cookie cutter little boop boop. I mean, there's nothing to it. You go look at the picture. You see what I'm talking about. They said California scored poorly in part because they're simply insufferable. In addition to a healthy environment, a person's quality of life is largely a result of their interactions with those around them. One way to measure the quality of life is whether residents can afford to have a roof over their heads. And by that standard, California is failing.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.